68 degrees at 8:56. Time to check on commodity markets with Ellen Dearden from AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Brian. And it looks like the grain markets are a little higher today. Wheat seems to be leading the upside with double-digit gains there. I noticed that so far this morning we haven't, in corn and beans, have not been able to take out yesterday's highs, although we're trying to make a run for things right now as we speak. Right now we've got the July corn futures at 377 and three quarters. That's up 8¼ cents. New crop December at 395 and three quarters is 7 cents higher. March 406 and three quarters, up 6¼. We are continuing to see bull spreading in the corn. That is a positive sign. On the soybean side of things, we're up 8½ cents to 7 cents. Right now, we've got the July beans at 843, up 8 cents. The new crop November at 868 and a quarter, up 8¼. And January, 880 and three quarters is 8¼ cents higher. The meal futures, which slipped below $300 a ton on the nearby meal, are back above that this morning, with the July meal at 303.70. That's up $3.90. I think the bean meal has really helped support the beans in here on this upside move. We've got July bean oil up 20 cents at 27.44. Again, the wheat market showing double-digit gains, with the July wheat in Chicago at 462.5. That's up 13¾. December at 483 is up 12½. July in Kansas City is up 11 cents. July Minneapolis wheat is up 8¾. The oat market's been kind of a quiet deal, and that had been really a gangbuster move higher for the 3 weeks prior to this, so maybe we're seeing this oat market continuing to be a bellwether for corn. On the livestock side of the market, we're lower this morning. The cattle futures yesterday were extremely quiet in the narrow trading range. Not much going on, about a quarter higher yesterday. But this morning, the June live cattle futures at 109.22 are down 45 cents. October 106.45 down 30. August feeder cattle down $1.12, 141.20. The June live hogs at 90.70 are down 112. We had a strong upside move yesterday. The October hogs at 83.22 were down 107. I did note that on the export bookings report this morning, the grains really came in about as expected, but we had more sales of pork to China. That's a positive thing. On the outside markets, Brian, we've got the crude oil futures up around 90 cents. Nearby June at 62.92, that's up 90. The metals markets are mostly lower except for the copper, which is a bellwether of the economy. On the dollar index, we're higher again this morning, 97.57 in the nearby June, that's up 20 points. One of the rumors that's out this morning is that there are 40 loaded ships heading with beans headed to China right now. But I noticed the first 4 months of this calendar year, we have seen both China exports of beans as well as U.S. exports of beans down pretty sharply. So while we continue to see problems with disease issues in the China hog herd, these shipments are sure bearing that out. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.